This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the government is moving ahead with the twin target of achieving the growth of the agriculture sector and the rural prosperity. Addressing the post-budget webinar on agriculture and rural prosperity virtually yesterday, Mr. Modi said that India's resolve to move towards the goal of the developed India is very clear. He said that they are working together towards the building of India, where farmers become prosperous and empowered. Mr. Modi said that the government's efforts is to ensure no farmer is left behind and to advance every farmer, he said, considering agriculture as the first engine of development, a government has accorded farmers a place of pride. The Prime Minister said that the government has announced PM Dhanya Krishi Yojana in the Union Budget under the focus, which will be the development of 100 districts with the lowest agriculture productivity in the country.
आज भारत का कृषि उत्पादन रिकॉर्ड स्तर पर है 10-11 साल पहले जो कृषि उत्पादन 265 मिलियन टन के करीब था वो अब बढ़कर 330 मिलियन टन से ज्यादा हो गया है इसी तरह बागवानी में जुड़ा उत्पादन बढ़कर 350 मिलियन टन से ज्यादा हो गया है ये हमारी सरकार के बीज से बाजार तक की अप्रोच का परिणाम है
In Chhattisgarh, two Maoists have been killed in an encounter with the security forces in Sukma district yesterday. After receiving the intelligence inputs by the presence of the Maoists in Kasaram area, a joint team of DRG and CRPF was sent to this area. The Maoists ambushed the security personnel in this forest and started indiscriminate firing. The security forces retaliated the firing. In the exchange of fire, two Maoists were killed. The security forces recovered the bodies of the killed Maoist. Search operation is still going on the area. The Union Home Minister Amit Shah yesterday reviewed the security situation in Manipur and directed to ensure the free movement of people on all the routes in the state for the 8th of March. The chairing the high-level meeting at the security situation in the presence of the Manipur government, the Ajay Kumar Bhalla in New Delhi, Mr. Shah directed to take the strict action against those creating the obstructions on the road. Mr. Shah directed the fencing work on both the sides designated entry points along Manipur's international border should be completed at the earliest. In Uttarakhand, 50 workers have been rescued safely so far after the avalanche in Mana village in Chamoli districts, while the search and the rescue operation for the remaining of five is underway. Meanwhile, the death of four injured workers have been confirmed. Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami conducted the aerial survey of the affected areas to assess the situation to review the rescue operations. Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke with the Chief Minister over the phone to get an update on the situation and assured all possible assistance from the central government. The Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky yesterday met with the Prime Minister of United Kingdom, Keir Starmer, in London. The meeting comes a day after the high-profile showdown with the US President Donald Trump. During the discussion, Prime Minister Starmer emphasized that the UK's unwavering support for the Ukraine, stating the countries will stand for Ukraine as long as it takes. He also highlighted the United Kingdom's determination to work towards achieving the lasting peace of Ukraine. In response, President Zelensky expressed his gratitude for the steadfast backing of the UK, calling it a privilege to have such a strong partners and friends. Today, President Zelensky is scheduled to meet the King Charles III and a group of European allies, further solidifying Ukraine's diplomatic efforts in the international state. In WPL 2025 T20 cricket match, Delhi Capitals beat Royal Challengers Bangalore by 9 wickets at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium, Bengaluru. With this, Delhi booked their place in the playoffs. Chasing the target of 148 runs, Delhi Capitals make it look easy as they took the match home in just 15.3 overs. For Delhi, Jess Jonansson and Shefali Verma added an unbroken stand for 146 for their second wicket. Verma was awarded the player of the match with 43 ball 80 runs. Jonansson slammed 61 runs off 38 balls. And that is the end of this news bulletin.